Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Yes, welcome indeed. I asked Jeff Bowles to return this week because we shook things up pretty good last week when we talked about his one book. We talked about the miraculous cure for and prevention of all diseases, what doctors never learned. And he was on back in September where we talked about his new book, 16 Fascinating COVID-19 and Spanish Flu Mysteries Solved. And we have a link for you to get that book for free, download it as an ebook because Amazon, in their infinite wisdom, censored it. And I've asked Jeff to come back on because there's so much more about vitamin D that we need to know, including the other nutrients that it works with and what the maybe nonsense is about what blood levels should be and how we can not only protect ourselves by boosting our immune function, but reversing problems that we've got. So we will take those things up, and I want to start with some things that I have seen in the news about vitamin D. Here is a news article by the legendary Kenneth Cooper, who is the founder of Cooper Aerobics, really credited with discovering the need for aerobic exercise. But he's quoting a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association that vitamin D deficiency increases a person's risk of COVID-19 by 77% compared to those with sufficient levels of the nutrient. And they use as a marker 20 nanograms per milliliter, which is kind of shockingly low. And there's another one I ran across that in a study, the mortality rate was 9.7% for COVID patients if their blood levels of vitamin D were over 30 nanograms per milliliter, which is considered, quote, adequate, unquote. And if the levels were below that, the mortality rate was more than twice as much. It was 20%. So why that hasn't become mainstream practice, maybe we can find out from Jeff Bowles, and we'll ask him about any toxicity, because people are always worried about it, and they're warned by medical professionals, you know, not with drugs so much, but with any nutrient. Oh, be careful. You can overdo it, and you'll get side effects. Well, we'll sort all that out. Again, my guest is Jeff Bowles. He is a deep dive investigative journalist. He takes a topic and just investigates the heck out of it and goes through all of the science and the research so that he really knows what he's talking about. And I appreciate him coming back yet again. We'll be right back after 2 minutes of important messages from our sponsors. Please stay with us.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
There's an important difference between a low price and a good value. For example, a cheap vitamin supplement becomes expensive if it doesn't work. Nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted to have a multivitamin that reflected the latest science. That meant better absorbed forms of essential vitamins and crucial minerals like zinc and selenium in the doses that studies showed were beneficial. He could not find that in stores, so had to design one. Molecular Multi. It is so complete that most people can save money by cutting several bottles out of their supplement program. Better yet, receive two bottles free when you buy three. That makes Molecular Multi only about a dollar a day. If your budget needs even more help, host Marty Wittekin says that half a dose of Molecular Multi provides more health benefits than a full dose of virtually any other product. Visit the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, HBNShow.com. HBNShow.com.
And welcome, Jeff Bowles. Thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thank you.
And in the lead-in, I kind of introduced you so that we could dig right into these topics. And I wanted to start with COVID-19. Because we know on the nutrition side of things, it may not be in standard medical practice yet or in the newspapers on the front page like it should be, but we know that it's very important for immune function, and there are studies going on all over the world proving that. But what kind of instruction should we give people? How much should they take for prevention? How many international units on average, although everybody's different and the blood test is the ultimate decider?
Yeah, it's it varies per person, but, I mean, you can use a rule of thumb. It's best if you go get a blood test later and try to keep your blood levels at like 100 nanograms per milliliter at the top of the reference range, or even a little bit higher, maybe 120. That's about the level a lifeguard sitting out in Florida in the summer would get his blood levels up to 125. So the doctors will see that, say, "Oh my God, it's toxic. You're going to kill yourself." But, you know, it's the same as telling a lifeguard, "Oh, you're going to kill yourself by sitting in the sun." So doctors have been brainwashed against vitamin D3 since the 1920s. I don't know. I don't want to go into it too much. It's in my book, but basically it was making everybody healthy at high doses, so they changed the weight of 25 milligrams became 1 million international units, because people used to be taking 25 milligrams in the 20s and the hospitals emptied out. It's a whole long story, but vitamin D3 is really bad for business, for big pharma, and for big medicine and doctors. So if you don't hear much about it or you get misinformation from them, it's kind of in their best interests. I think there was a saying, it's hard for a man to see the truth, especially when his livelihood depends on him not seeing it. So Yeah. That's all I'll say about D3 there. But it turns out if you take 20,000 a day, it's about the same as if you were sitting out in the sun in the summer for a half hour. So the doctors will tell you that's a scary amount, but I'm not scared of sunbathing for a half hour. I don't think most people are. And 20,000, that's the amount a grown man might take, like 190 pounds. And you can adjust it for your weight. And if you're a petite lady of 100 pounds, you might take 10 or 12,000 a day. And that should be enough to get your blood levels over 100, and basically should make you immune to the virus, even if it infects you. What happens when your blood levels are that high, we have a thing called killer T cells that are made by your thymus, also known as CD8 cells. And when they encounter a virus-infected cell, they just go up right next to it, and then they pop out these vitamin D receptors. And if there's a lot of vitamin D around, it quickly binds to the receptor, And then it also has proteins on that to activate it. It doesn't have to go through your liver or kidney like the normal route. And then it kills off the virus-infected cell just like that. Killer T cells can knock out virally infected cells like within an hour and a half. So if your T3 levels are up high enough and you get infected, you probably won't even notice it, and your killer T cells should knock it out in an hour and a half. And if your D3 levels are low, then the killer T cells aren't going to be working so well, and your thymus makes another set of cells called B cells, and those take a piece of the virus and go into your bone marrow and present it to your cells, immune cells there, and then that's where your body makes antibodies. But that takes 5 to 30 days. That's like your backup immune system. So if your killer T cells aren't working well, then your body relies on the B cells to create antibodies. And that's when people get sick with symptoms for 5 to 30 days while you're waiting for your antibodies to be made. And then if the B cells also present vitamin D receptors, and you need vitamin D to get those working well. And if you're really low on D, your antibody system's not going to be working well. And then it's just a race between your slow-motion immune system and the virus to see who wins. If the virus wins, you die. So.
And those thymus cells, that's where the long-term immunity comes from, I understand.
What's that? Which cells?
The T cells.
There's long-term immunity in your killer T cells, and you also have it in your antibodies. And they don't really test for your, if you've got killer T cells that have seen the virus. They've only been testing for antibodies because it's, I don't know why. They can do it, but maybe it's a more difficult test. So there's probably a lot of people out there that test negative but have actually produce killer T cells. If they don't have any more virus particles in them, they could be immune, but they test as if they haven't been exposed if they use the antibody test.
And those would be the people who had enough vitamin D to make that system work.
Right. And then, so if you look at some charts, like at worldmeters.info, you can look at all the COVID-19 charts of deaths per day, new cases per day, and you'll see the same pattern in every country. Is like whenever the summer hits, the new cases just drops down to almost nothing or very, very low. That's when the population's vitamin D3 levels are going way high. And then by the time October, November hits, the vitamin D levels in the population drop like by two-thirds by the time you hit December. And that's when the cases start going way up again. And then you'll see a lot more deaths starting probably in December. There's a chart done by Dr. Cannell. He looked at the population D3 levels of people living at 48 degrees north. That's like the border of U.S. and Canada. And in the summer, their D3 levels average about 30 nanograms per milliliter. By the depths of the winter, the D3 levels get down to 10 in the population. And that's why everyone dies in the winter.
Okay, so for whatever reason you come down with COVID-19, we had been telling people what we had heard, which was take 50,000 units a day for 3 days. But you told me that, you can take that longer.
Oh, that's good. I mean, that should do it. That's been a rule of thumb promoted by Dr. Cannell, John Cannell of the Vitamin D Council. That's just like an old rule of thumb. Just if you get infected with any cold, that was his advice. Like as soon as you're infected with the flu of any kind or you feel any cold coming on, take 50,000 a day for 3 days. And he limited it to 3 days because back then he was still thinking that was a really high dose. But in retrospect, it's really more like sunbathing for an hour in the summer. And I've told people, I had a mailman who told me his sister said she couldn't breathe. They were like in their 50s. And he said, Jeff, what should I do? They were African-American. And, And he said, she can't breathe. She thinks she's got asthma. And I said, no, you know, it could sound like could be the virus. Just tell her to take 50,000 units a day until she gets better. And then she was living with her elderly mother. Make her take 50,000 a day. They hadn't been tested. We just assumed it was COVID. And then I asked him a couple of weeks later. I said, hey, what happened to your sister? He goes, oh, she tested positive for the virus. I said, oh, well, is she okay? He goes, oh, yeah, she started taking that vitamin D, and after like 3 or 4 days, she was fine. And another interesting thing is Donald Trump made that miraculous recovery from COVID-19. They gave him 6 different things, and the one thing they just they barely brushed on in news clips was he was just taking vitamin D. They just mentioned vitamin D. But I heard one doctor said he had personal knowledge that Trump was taking 50,000 units of vitamin D every other day. So I have a feeling that's what knocked out his virus. Because there's another study in Spain in September of this year where they gave the new patients that came in for COVID-19, they broke them up into 2 groups. They both got standard therapy of hydroxychloroquine and zinc. They gave another group 100,000 a day up front, and then 50,000 every other day, because the doctors are still skittish about what they think is high doses. I would have given them 50,000 every day, maybe even 100. But in the vitamin D treated group, they had 50 people, and only one of them ended up in the ICU, and there were no deaths. In the
hold that thought, please. We've got to take this break, and we'll let you finish on the other side. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittaker.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com or call 817-481-6342.
In these challenging times, what can you do to improve your odds of staying healthy? Build a stronger, more effective immune system by increasing your immune white blood cell count. Drinking Lily of the Desert's aloe juice daily has been clinically proven to assist in increasing white blood cell count by 16%. Immune function will also benefit from Lily's proven 11% reduction in cellular toxins that inhibit cell function. Lily of the Desert aloe products are also clinically proven to encourage increased nutrient absorption, For example, 200 times more vitamin C gets into the bloodstream than when taken with water. So, it's smart to take your supplements with Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera. Lily has a safety study and expert panel GRAS certification verifying their products are safe to use daily. No other aloe has that. Going above and beyond, Lily of the Desert enriches their products with AloSorb, a concentrate of aloe's important high molecular weight polysaccharides. Buy your Lily Aloe in most health food stores.
Dr. Harris Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
We're visiting with Jeff Bowles. He's the author of two very interesting books. One about the COVID mysteries that he solved, and that one is available to you by going to hbnshow.com, click listen, out of the archives, pick today's date, and I have a link to it there where you can just download the ebook. And the one we've been talking about last week in our finishing up with on this week, the miraculous cure for and prevention of all diseases, what doctors never learned. And you were talking, I think it was a Spanish study. Would you summarize
that
for us?
Let me just summarize that. They had 50 patients taking that were admitted for COVID-19. That was one group, and they gave them high dose of vitamin D3, 100,000 up front, and then like 50,000 every other day. Then they had a control group that didn't get the D3, and it was randomized, so it's like a real clinical study that gives good information. And the control group had 26 patients in it, and they found of the 50 that got the vitamin D high dose right off the bat, only one went to the ICU, intensive care unit, and there were no deaths in the group of 50. In the group of 26 that didn't get the vitamin D3, 13 of them ended up in the ICU, so that's half. And there was two deaths out of the 26. So that's pretty glaring evidence that this high-dose D3 works. And so basically the conclusion of the study was high-dose D3 upon first infection with COVID-19 reduced the rate of ICU admissions by 96%. That's a little better than chance, I'd say.
Yes. Well, if you and I were on the ethics committee, we would probably have not wanted to let them have a control group that didn't get D because it just seems unethical because we know too much about how it works.
Yeah, well, they did answer the question, and they lost two people because of it, but they sacrificed for the greater good, apparently.
Well, you mentioned the fact that doctors are still skittish about a 50,000 unit dose, which they think is scary. Of course, they're looking at an RDA government recommendation in the hundreds rather than the thousands.
So, yeah, it used to be 400 a day for years and years. And I started taking 4,000 a day a while back, and I thought, wow, I'm taking 10 times the amount. This is dangerous. But this is all a bunch of BS. So,
well, you say, and you've mentioned this before, that blood levels need to be not in the 20 or 30 range, like the testing forms sometimes show as, quote, normal, unquote, but 100 or over. But tell us about the story of the woman that had Crohn's disease and her testing observation.
Yeah, in my first book about vitamin D3, I got a review by a woman named Maggie who said, I've had Crohn's disease for 50 years, and I've got all this terrible arthritis and this and that. So it's like one of the top reviews over on the English Amazon page for my first book. And she said she was a smaller lady, like 120 pounds. She only had to take, I think, about 20,000 units a day to get her blood level up to 150. She found out that was her blood level. And she described how after 6 months of taking this, that her Crohn's disease had completely cleared up after 50 years. And the doctors tested her blood, over there in England. They said, oh, 150, it's toxic. You're going to kill yourself. They scared her. And so she stopped taking it, and her blood level came down to around 100. But at 100, her Crohn's disease came back. So she's gone on the rest of her life just taking enough D3 to keep her blood levels at 150. Like, some people apparently need that to keep their autoimmune diseases in check. And then there's a Dr. Coimbra, who's from Brazil. He's got thousands of patients with all sorts of different autoimmune diseases, and he's found that high-dose D3 cures everyone he's put it up against. He's got tons of MS patients that have been cured, psoriasis, vitiligo, you name it. It's, what else? Lupus, rheumatoid arthritis. The list is very long.
Well, and you have a database on your website, which I also have a link to, of people who have contributed their stories. Astounding.
Yeah, it's my website is Jeff T. Bowles, BOWLES.com. No spaces, just plain old JeffTBowles.com. One of the page links, or one of the tabs on the homepage there is, can vitamin D3 cure your disease? It's actually a search engine. I've been collecting people's testimonials over the last 8 years from all sorts of different sources, mostly people leaving book reviews, but some people emailing me, and just all sorts of amazing different stories of what has happened when they've taken high-dose D3. There's a few bad stories, not many, just very, very few of but we can go into that later, because I know why sometimes D3 is causes difficulties for some people in a very rare instances if they're deficient in various nutrients.
Well, that's a good segue, because that's where I want to go next, is the relationship. None of the nutrients in the body work independently, just all by themselves. They're always part of some kind of a system, and D3 is no exception to that. Tell us, what else works with vitamin D? And as you have told me, the deficiency of those things may be what is really causing what are thought of as side effects.
Yeah, so doctors just noticed that some people would have bad side effects from high-dose D3. Like, some people would get too much calcium in their blood. They call it hypercalcemia. That's their major concern. And, that can cause kidney stones or calcification of various soft tissues. Another thing that they talk about is high-dose D3 increases the risk of falls in nursing homes, like triples the risk of falls if they give them like one big dose. Doesn't happen to everybody, but it's very rare, but they use these little these people with these bad side effects to demonize vitamin D3, and they just call all these little symptoms that possibly can pop up, they call it vitamin D3 toxicity. But it turns out vitamin D3 itself is completely non-toxic. There's nothing toxic about it. It's a steroid hormone. It's just information to your DNA, and it makes your genes do things. And what it does is it makes your genes rev up this vitamin D3 system, which is regulates your immune system and your tissue remodeling system. And when D3 is doing its work, it has to rely on its elves, I guess, Santa Claus and his elves. There's like five cofactors. And when D3 is in high levels in your body, it really uses up these cofactors fast. So it uses up your vitamin K2. And when that happens, you can get hypercalcemia. Then the K2 takes the calcium out of your blood and puts it back into your bones. And then it can also eat up your magnesium. And 80% of us are magnesium deficient just because the soils have been deficient in magnesium for hundreds of years, and the doctors have no test for magnesium deficiency. Or if they do, they don't give it. Like, you can really only tell if you get a muscle biopsy. The blood test is worthless. And then high-dose D3 can trigger magnesium deficiency symptoms.
Well, let's pause on that thought, and when we come back, I'd like for you to talk about the breakdown of diseases, percentage caused by low D and low magnesium, and then we'll talk about vitamin D with boron and zinc as well. Stay tuned to Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin here with Jeff T. Bowles.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
People say they feel great after a B12 shot. Vitamin B12 is crucial for making energy, red blood cells, DNA, and supporting both mood and balance. Unfortunately, nearly a third of older adults are deficient, as are vegetarians and those using antacids for heartburn. In fact, most of us might benefit from getting more B12 than is in our multivitamins. Vitamin B12 teams up with vitamins B9 and B6 to create melatonin and the happy hormone serotonin. This 12-9-6 trio also helps metabolize homocysteine to support both heart and brain health. All three vitamins are absorbed and used much better in their natural active forms. For example, vitamin B6 as pyridoxal 5-phosphate and vitamin B12 as methyl B12. Vitamin B9 is safer and more useful as methylfolate than in the cheaper synthetic form, folic acid. What could be more convenient than Jarrow's lozenges? Ask for Jarrow's methyl B12 and methylfolate lozenges in lemon or higher potency cherry flavor at natural food stores nationwide.
Now we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen-free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216 for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
My guest, Jeff Bowles, is the author of The Miraculous Cure for and Prevention of All Diseases, What Doctors Never Learned. They did not learn about vitamin D and its importance. In fact, they've been brainwashed to think that what are really therapeutic levels in the blood where remodeling and repair take place are at toxic levels. And we were talking about how we've talked about vitamin K2 on the show before. We've had an author of a book about K2, and just in short, it gets calcium out of the blood where it can cause trouble and puts it into bones where it's needed. And if vitamin D doesn't have enough vitamin K along, then you might end up with a problem. I'm known as the magnesium queen because wind her up and she'll talk about magnesium. Sounds like you might be the magnesium king.
Yeah, magnesium's It's probably magnesium deficiency. It's like most of us are magnesium deficient, and doctors don't test for it because they test your blood, and there's only 1% of it. Your magnesium is in your blood, and it never varies, and 99% is in your tissues and bones, and that's where that varies all over the place. But they don't test for that. They test your blood, and that tells you nothing. So the only way to really test your magnesium is to do a muscle biopsy or take a look at the long list of magnesium deficiency symptoms. If you check off a couple of those, you're most likely magnesium deficient. What happens when you take high-dose D3, it really eats up your magnesium a lot faster because it's using magnesium as a cofactor for all its work. And so if you have any problems when you take high-dose D3, like insomnia or cramps, and I'll talk about some crazy ones in a minute, it's a 99.99% chance you're aggravating your magnesium deficiency. So you'd have to stop the D3, reload up on magnesium for a week or two, and then you can introduce the D3 again. But it's hard to completely correct a magnesium deficiency. It might take a whole year of, like, dosing throughout the day. It needs to be in your blood as your tissues turn over to get the magnesium back into your system. So it's quite an effort to get your magnesium get rid of your magnesium deficiency. Now, the crazy things I've heard about just a very rare cases, but the first inkling I got that there was a problem with high dose D3, I got a review from some lady about the book. She goes, "Oh, I took this. I was taking 20,000 a day. You know, I just got down to the end of the escalator. I fell down and I couldn't get up. I'm never taking this again." I'm like, wow, that's weird. I mean, that was just a rare review. And then I got another review like, I shouldn't have taken this man's advice. I've been taking high dose D3 and I started falling down and hallucinating. I had to close my business for a month. The doctors didn't know what was wrong with me. I got all these different diagnoses. And then they called it vitamin D toxicity. But dizziness and falls is a symptom of magnesium deficiency. There's a whole long list of crazy symptoms, like falls, dizziness. Also, magnesium deficiency causes heart arrhythmias. So, you know, people are getting these pacemakers that they got to go take blood thinners. And all they're doing is fixing something that's caused by they're trying to treat something that's caused by magnesium deficiency. If you correct your magnesium deficiency, your arrhythmia will go away, and you don't need any of those bad blood thinner drugs or pacemakers or all the stuff they do. But, you know, they're doing all this crazy stuff to treat magnesium deficiency. And there's a long list. And there's one more case. They wrote it up in the Journal of the Royal College of Medicine in England, and they specifically mentioned my vitamin D book and presented the case of a nuclear physicist who had been read my book and had been taking 60,000 units a day for like 4 years, and he was doing fine. And then I guess he had a bout of diarrhea or something for a week or two, and then all of a sudden became so confused he couldn't figure out how to operate his razor to shave his face, electric razor, and he couldn't figure out how to operate his radio. They took him to the hospital, and they diagnosed it as vitamin D toxicity, but that wasn't it. He'd taken vitamin D for 4 years. He finally used up all his magnesium, and those are magnesium deficiency symptoms. One rare one is confusion. And I know this one guy who took 20,000 a day for a month to cure his plantar fasciitis, but you can cure in 2 weeks with 20,000 a day of vitamin D3. A lot of people have done it. He was taking that for a few weeks and had a panic attack the first time in his life. And that's another symptom of magnesium deficiency. There's a lot of panic attacks, anxiety,
right?
Cramps, twitches, all sorts of things. It's a long list.
I have an article on the website about magnesium. I'll put a link to that in the archive description. Sherry Rogers, MD, recommends if you're going to get a blood test for magnesium, certainly not the serum test, which is useless, but red blood cell magnesium. That's at least inside a tissue.
Yeah, that might be better. I don't think it's as good as a you can also get a test. It's called like the 24-hour urine collection test. They either inject you with magnesium or give you a large oral load, and then you collect your urine for 24 hours, and then they see if you've passed any magnesium or much, and if you don't pass any, they know you're magnesium deficient.
Yeah. On the other hand, you can just supplement with magnesium and see if you get better.
Oh, true. Yeah, I mean, you can. Yeah, I've heard from a lot of people like, oh, this vitamin D3 is causing blood pressure changes and getting heart arrhythmias. I tell them, well, just take vitamin or magnesium throughout the day. And, oh, within a week or two, I usually get an email back like, oh, my God, it totally cured my blood pressure problems. And so, yeah, it works pretty fast, magnesium.
Well, and it is a very long list. There's something like 500 different processes in the body that use magnesium. So if you're low in it, kind of all bets are off. It's sort of like vitamin D. Is it true that every cell has vitamin D receptors?
I believe so. They're all over the body. And I don't know if there are cells that don't have it. Maybe red blood cells, I would guess, but it's hard to say. I mean, I haven't studied that question.
So, folks, you have to educate yourself. It's going to be a long time coming from the top down because there's a basic bias against nutrients in favor of pharmaceuticals. And as Jeff points out, if you're well, that's not good for the pharmaceutical industry. So we have to build this knowledge base from the bottom up and spread the word. You can share links to this interview and the one that preceded it last week. We'll be right back with Jeff Bowles. Don't go anywhere. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. Stay tuned.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Nut allergy now affects 2 American children in every classroom of 30. Health investigator Bill Sardi discovered the cause: lack of 3 nutrients, vitamin A, vitamin D, and fiber with bran. To prevent these deficiencies, Bill Sardi formulated a superior children's multivitamin called First in Class. It's the first of its kind. This 2-a-day multivitamin is great for every child, allergic or not, and it costs just 26 cents a day. Buy 3 bottles and get 1 free. That's an 8-month supply at a cost of just 20 cents a day. First in Class includes all the lettered vitamins, important trace minerals, and even lutein for the eyes. Kids' gummy vitamins simply do not provide growing children what their bodies need. Buy First in Class multivitamin for kids from LifespanNutrition.com. LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. Again, 800-247-5731. Make your kids first in their class.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
We are talking about vitamin D with a vitamin D expert like none other, Jeff Bowles. And Jeff, I have kind of decided, probably some encouragement from somebody, that I was taking a little bit too much vitamin D. I cut my dose back to something like 7,000 a day, and then I had a test, and my level was only 45, where before it had been 75. So I'm back taking more, and I use a spray. I'll put a link to it to one of our sponsors that has a spray that's a combination of K2 and D3, and the D is micellized, so it's absorbed very well. You don't just... By the way, you don't sell any vitamin D, do you?
Hello. Oh. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, there we go. I got to stand in the right spot.
I said you don't sell vitamin D. Is that correct?
No, I don't. But I do know there's a... I won't talk about it. But I just know if you buy bulk powders, you can save a lot of money on vitamin K2 or D3 instead of buying the pills. But and I'm involved with getting that information out, but it's probably not what your backers would like to know, like want people to know about.
Well, as long as people get what they need and they can afford it, I recommend our sponsors, but I'm just happy if they do the right thing. And it's just if you were selling vitamin D, then you'd probably hear from the FDA and the FTC because they would have
shut me down a long time ago.
Yeah, then you're no longer just a journalist, so mm-hmm. It's something that I run into. Well, we really hadn't talked about boron and zinc in any depth. Is there more to say on that?
Yeah, you know, I looked into the five cofactors. I just looked up D3 and cofactors, and what popped up was K2, magnesium, boron, zinc, and a little bit of vitamin A, but you can forget about the vitamin A. You don't really need it. You probably get enough in your diet. But, boron is an amazing cofactor, and I started to research boron. I Googled it for, like, medical research. And there's nothing. It's almost like it's been... I don't know, censored out of the internet. I mean, it was mostly I put in boron deficiency, and it's almost all about plants, because if plants don't get boron, they're kind of, you know, they don't thrive, and they're skinny, and just kind of, they really need a lot of boron to do well. And then I finally stumbled upon this website titled The Borax Conspiracy. So I started reading that with great interest. And the main story that you can find and the main research was all done by a scientist by the name of Rex Needham, who came from England and went to Australia. He was a plant botanist. He went to study plants in Australia, and he noticed all the plants were like barely living and just kind of all sick looking. And he discovered they had a boron deficiency in the soil. And then after he studied that for all of a sudden, he started to get arthritis. And he's like, I wonder if it has something to do with boron. So he started taking an eighth of a teaspoon each day of the laundry whitener that you can buy at the grocery store called Borax. It's basically pure boron. And it's the brand name is 20 Mule Team Borax. So people buy a huge box for $7 and they whiten their clothes with it. But he started taking it himself and noticed his arthritis cleared up in about, like 2 or 3 months. And so he started selling Borax. He put it in pills and started selling it to the Australians by word of mouth. And like within a few years, he was selling like thousands of bottles a month. And he approached a pharmaceutical company and said, hey, do you want to get in on this and we can make some real money? And they looked into it and said, oh, we can't patent it. And then they told the government, and then the government outlawed Borax. So that's what happens. But he did some research on it, and the interesting – oh, and then he sponsored a study where they took people with arthritis, and they gave them Borax, and the other group didn't get it. And almost everybody got better from their arthritis by taking boron. And then he noted some anecdotal reports. He said he went all around the world and tested the soils of different countries, and he found the countries with low levels of boron, which it keeps it out of the food, they had like 70% of the people had arthritis. And then he'd find countries where the boron level is high that like only 5% of the people had arthritis. And
boron's also important for a hormone balance.
For what?
For hormones.
Oh, yeah, that's true. There's a whole bunch of interesting things that boron does, like wound healing. It also alters your insulin sensitivity. My German Shepherd lost all sorts of weight when she started taking boron, like 20 pounds. She was 120, went down to 90. But there's more about boron I can tell you in a minute.
Okie dokie. And we do talk a lot about zinc. This is just another aspect of zinc. Stay with us and make a note if you're not already familiar with hbnshow.com. That's where you click on the menu, click listen. You'll see archives, and in today's date, there are links to a lot of these things we've been talking about. Stay tuned just a little bit more with Jeff Bowles. Be right back.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive immune formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those in turn help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years. years, long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNShow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Jeff, you stopped mid-thought on boron because we had a commercial. I'll let you finish.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw Dr. Needham in his he wrote a little book about it, and he had some anecdotal reports. He said he would run into doctors and talk to there were some doctors that had patients that had were regular boron supplementers, and they found that it's almost way more difficult to saw through the bones of someone who takes boron than to saw through regular bones. And then he mentioned another case of an 87-year-old woman who was at the top of a long flight of concrete steps and somehow tripped and fell, tumbled all the way down like a real long flight of concrete steps. And at the bottom of the stairs, she was all bloody and bruised. And guess how many bones she broke? She was a boron user. None. Yeah, isn't that crazy? And, yeah, so boron has a whole bunch of other uses, like it prevents, birth defects. And, it works with all these cofactors overlap. So a lot of the symptoms you get in a boron deficiency, you'll also see it as a zinc deficiency or magnesium deficiency. So I have that all organized in my book, like this symptom is caused by these 4 deficiencies or just these 2, you know.
And the name of the book, again, is The Miraculous Cure for and Prevention of All Diseases, What Doctors Never Learned. And there's a link to that and to his free book on the COVID mysteries and to his website where the database is, where you can do a search for whatever is bothering you. And this has been really enlightening and interesting. We have just a minute or so left. Would you like to give us a parting thought about vitamin D in particular?
Well, we forgot the one last cofactor of zinc, and that's very important, of course, for your immune system. People who are 65 years or older, this relates to COVID-19 also, they have trouble, their thymuses shrink down to almost nothing because they shrink throughout your life. If you take, they thought it was due to aging, but it's actually due to zinc deficiency throughout your life. So that's why taking zinc helps you fight off COVID-19 because it helps to rejuvenate your thymus, especially if you take it with melatonin or quercetin or arginine. So they rejuvenated the thymuses in old rats by giving them high doses of zinc and melatonin.
Well, thank you kindly.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.